Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi.
My question is, did you get the respect and the privacy from the listeners that you had hoped to get?
Let me thank everybody on that one, too. And, hold on, this equipment's going nuts. Mike made a request that I had passed along, and Frida's family had passed along. There was some ass on the Internet who had posted where the viewing was going to be and where the funeral was going to be, and also posted my address. And for those listeners, well-intentioned but dumb enough to get my home address off the Internet and send me a letter at my house, she would hate me saying this, I'm going to write you a letter back, because that's out of bounds. But no, everybody was great. There was no problem at any of the services.
Well, that's good. And I just want you to know that I've been listening for 20-some years, and you and Frida have always shown love, and it's always come through to anyone that was really listening to you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I have a quick question for you about the accident itself and the person that hit Frida.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever speak with him? Did he ever get charged with anything?
Here's what I know. I know that on Route 90 in Ocean City, my wife was inbound, eastbound. There was an accident the other way. It's a two-lane highway.
Right.
There apparently was a 10-car pileup. This guy swerved to avoid hitting the car in front of him and plowed into Frida. The cops told me he wasn't drunk, wasn't high. I've got no axe to grind. It was an accident. If the guy... The police have been very kind with me in telling me exactly what happened. It had been reported in at least one media outlet the day after Frida died up in the Salisbury area that the guy just jumped over the double yellow line because he didn't want to be affected by a backup.
That's what I read, which is what I was asking.
That's not the case.
Right.
That is not the case. I cannot fault him. Who could say what you would do in a similar situation? If all of a sudden you looked up and there were 10 cars in a row in front of you crashing, if you just turn your wheels to the left, boom.
Instinct.
Thank you, though.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Hello, Dynamite Show. Here we go. Hi. What did Mike do to this thing? Why am I glad I'm back? Here. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Don, yeah. Hi, just had a question. You were talking about maybe retiring after your contract's up, and I'm wondering, are you still thinking about that, or are you going to actually sign back on to go a little longer?
I don't know. You know, I told Mike and I told everybody else that I'm here for this contract. You know, and I don't think I've ever played this like Howard Stern, saying, you know, if this contract isn't this, I'm going to quit, you know, blah, 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 go across the street. No, this thing was pretty much known that this was going to be our last contract. Depending on what happens here at the station, I told Mike and Rob and the other people that I love with families to support that I'm going to honor my contract. And what happens in three years, we'll find out in 3 years.
Well, as a person, I tell you, Mike, I hope you retire, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your life. As Don, I don't want to see you go. I want you to sign another contract because I need you here.
Dude, you know, it's way too early to think about that now, but I do appreciate it. Thank you. Here we go. Hello there, Don and Mike show. I don't even know what these calls are. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Glenn?
Does anybody know Lynn?
Yes.
Who's Lynn?
Oh, I'm Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you? Can you tell me about the birth of Bart? Was it a nice story? So we can get off all this heavy stuff for a few minutes and think about joyful things.
The birth of Bart was 5 weeks premature.
Goodness gracious. Is he okay? Oh, obviously he was, because he's a healthy, strappy man.
There's the first person I've hung up on. Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. I don't know how good an idea this was. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for sharing so much of your life. That's really out of the ordinary, and it'll be something that I use in the future. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Thanks.
It was valuable. And I'm so sorry for your loss. And Bart. And really what I wanted to know is, I've heard that I know you're going to pull yourself through. I know that Bart's doing well, and I'm glad for that. But I haven't heard about Big Frida, and I was just wondering how she's doing. Is she okay?
I mentioned, yes, she is. She's fine. We got her moments. You know, she has her ups. She has her downs. But I talk to her just about every day, and she, like I said, she has good moments and bad moments, but she is determined, like all of us, to get through this. She's doing as well as you would expect. After 3 weeks, she's getting her life together.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I always used to love listening to her part of the show as well, and I've thought of her as well as all of you through this whole experience. So
thank you. I appreciate it. I know that that she does as well. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don. This is Sue.
Hello, Sue.
And I wanted to thank you and all this tragedy of doing something positive and making us feel like we could do something by making a donation.
Oh.
And I want...
Oh, let me interrupt you. It's one of the things I do best. The charity that was selected, my wife loved animals, the Worcester County Humane Society. It is a rundown shack where they take in the animals that nobody wants. And I don't know how to thank you guys with the literally thousands of letters and dollars that this place has received. They're blown away by it. And on behalf of Frida, we thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping it can be something that will be a legacy that will live on.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Come on now. Don't you cry. I'm not going to cry. Don't you cry. Come on, Jesus Christ. Hello. Let's be men here.
Yeah, just wanted to reiterate what that lady said. I was nice to listen to you. I sat in this room by myself and just listened. And everything you said, really, I've been a listener for a long time at home. And my thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family. And thanks for sharing all that. That was great.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. And I hope everybody just digs what I'm saying. Tomorrow when we come back, I am going to be more animated. I'll work up my DJ voice. I had a problem with sleep. My voice is a little raspy because, you know, I go to bed 10 o'clock at night, and I've been waking up at 2 a.m. And that's just something I'm going to have to deal with. But thank you for that. Nice. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Don?
Yes.
Yeah, I was on the last reverse newlywed game, and that was the breakup of my marriage, and it turned out that, well, my ex-wife, she was a lesbian, but you guys really did set the standard for what was a perfect marriage. Now, my question to you is, or not question, it was more of a statement. Do you think he can just keep this going? Because Route 90 is a very unsafe road, and you reach an awful lot of people, and you talk to an awful lot of law officers.
I have had numerous conversations with the great people at the state police in Berlin, Maryland. I don't feel comfortable discussing that now. I appreciate what you're saying. There are a hell of a lot of accidents on that road leading into Ocean City, the road where Frida was killed on. And I don't know what the answer is. I know that the cops are aware of the situation, and they know that it's a bad intersection. That's all I can say about that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello? Right. Thank you. That's nice. Hello, Don and Mike show. Just nothing. Hello? I mean, Jesus Christ, I could sit at home and do that. Just sit at home, pick up the phone, just send a dial tone. Hello? Something wrong with these phones now? I'll tell you, that's one thing that I really do miss. I have found myself, when I have those moments, when I forget that all of this happened, I've picked up the phone to call Frida. I've actually even walked around the house, say, hey, baby. And then it just hits me like a ton of bricks. Oh, that's right. I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Don?
Yes?
This is Priscilla, and I just want to say thank you very much for the words that you said and my condolences to you, Bart, Big Frida, and her family.
Thank you, Scylla.
I lost my husband suddenly last November in 2 weeks of cancer, and I can understand and sympathize with what you're going through. And when you were speaking today, it just made so much sense to me that I've been in such a funk and a dark, and to know that you can openly discuss this on the air with the public, that you made me feel a lot better about myself and everything else that I've been going through.
Well, good. I'm very glad, and you should, do what I'm doing. If you've had a tragedy or something, move on. Just move on. And the show, one thing I know about this show is that we get the calls from people about what a great diversion it is when, you know, something happens in your life. And that's why we're going to make the show go back to the way that it was before Frida died tomorrow. So it'll still be that. Much in the way that watching Stupid Regis Philbin, for me, for 20 minutes, I forget about stuff. Or if I've got a Letterman T-vote and he's got a good funny bit that's going nowhere, that's a nice diversion, you know? Almost makes me want to call up David Letterman and say, hey, thanks for the diversion. He would not take my call. Hello?
Hey, Don, I have a comment and a question. The comment is, the current listeners that are listening to you now, you don't need to tell them how heartfelt you are and how nice you are. We know it 100%. No. I know it personally.
No. Understand. Let me stop for a second. I'm not saying I'm a nice guy. Don Rickles, I'm a nice guy. It's just a lot of people have had a problem in the past making the distinction between radio guy, real guy. You know, I can't imagine that people, not that I am Chris Rock, but I can't imagine if you watch Chris Rock do a show and he said something that pissed you off or said something off color, that you would walk up to him and you'd say, you are so dead wrong. You know what he would say to you? He'd say, hey, eat one, I'm doing a show. That was the only point that I wanted to get out.
Well, we understand that, because I know personally, because you sent my son with me to Florida to see my dad before he died. And I couldn't thank you and the radio station enough. And on the other end, my question is, and this maybe will make you smile, are you going to move in with Mike now?
That would be on the 13th of never when that happens. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I am?
Yeah, turn your radio down, honey.
Hi, I just want to let you know I'm calling all the way from San Diego, California, and I'm listening to you online.
Oh, great.
And I just wanted to ask you, are you going to kind of be now more protective of Bart, because it's just the two of you now, and how are you going to deal with helping him?
Please don't take any offense at my answer. What a stupid question. Will I be more protective of Bart? I cannot be more protective of my son than I was when my wife was alive. I mean, what am I going to do? Say to him, oh my gosh, call me every time you get in the car. I must know where you are at every moment. Don't make a move. No. I mean, I'm overly protective already. Thank you for your sentiment, but no, I won't be doing that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don.
Yeah.
Are you giving up on the Tampa Bay place altogether?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, and listen, I found out. That's... Do you ever make a down payment on a place and you want to get out of it?
Uh-huh.
If your spouse is killed they give you the money back right away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's...
Okay,
that's a tip. Yeah, there's a great place on the market in Madeira Beach, Florida. Knock yourself out. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello, Don. This is Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hi. I just always liked the way that you ended the shows, and I hope you continue, and that would be Love Your Frida, Love Your Bart.
Mm. Yeah, I will. And, you know, I really only did that on Fridays, only because I always thought, you know, in my mind, this is the thing to me that is still unbelievable that this happened. Out of all the scenarios that I've been through in my life and that I considered in my life, this is one that I never thought of. I mean, we went through a situation with my son 3 or 4 years ago. We never discussed on the air a medical situation. In the end, I thought, gosh, so, you know, what would we do without him? And he made it through. Last fall, last summer, last fall, I had a little flare-up with a tumor. I had to get some radiation. And it was never mentioned on the show. And Frida was just such a rock during all of that, that she would say to me, she was so great. She was just so great. I don't want to talk about Bart's situation, but in my situation, which obviously was serious, but not serious enough to mention on the radio, and I don't feel comfortable now talking about it except to say how incredibly supportive this woman was, that she would take me, and if you've ever had cancer, I had it as a kid, and you have radiation, it's 45 seconds, rather. But then it's like 5 hours of misery. She would do everything for me. She would do everything. She would, I used to kid all the time about how, you know, she would make me fend for myself. Well, the truth is, when the rubber really hit the road, she was always there for me. She would keep me going. And on the days that I couldn't drive to work, she would drive me to work. And, you know, I would come home and I would say, God, the show sucked today. You know, I'm on autopilot today because I don't feel good today. I don't feel like going in. She would say to me, well, what kind of example are you setting? You're well enough to go. What are you going to do? Sit at home? Sit on your ass? She was great. She's a great motivator. Just the best. Absolutely the best. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
How's it, Don?
Okay.
I just wanted to ask if they've been talking a little bit before you got back about how the show's going to change a bit. And I wanted to ask...
Who said that?
Mike and Rob and Joe.
I don't believe that they said that because the show, I think I've pretty much outlined it for you. The show will not change one iota except for the fact that instead of having a life with a wife that I share with you, I'm now going to share with you what it's like to be a swinging widower and how messed up that's going to be, but I'll do it in an entertaining way. The show's not going to change at all.
And is Rob healthy?
Yes. Yes, Rob is healthy.
Well, I know he was sick last week.
And listen, again, we're talking about my situation and Frida. Rob, that's none of your business. If Rob feels like telling you why he wasn't here last week, he'll tell you. But why can't you just go with the guy sick? I mean, isn't that what Mike said last week?
Yes, Don.
Okay. I'm not trying to bust your balls. It's like, this is creepy. You know, I mean, we're talking about Frida dying, and you want to know, how's Rob? Well, Rob is sick. Rob's not dying. Rob is sick. What else do you need to know?
That's it, Don.
Okay, thanks. You got it. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you, I've been on my heart and on my mind for 3 weeks, and I was sure that you were sitting in the dark, piled with bills all around you. So when you said that you were able to get in and figure all that out, I was worried.
See, then, here's the thing. This is why I wanted to talk to you guys today. Really, I'm not a stupid guy. I'm not a stupid guy. I'm clumsy, yes, but I'm not a stupid guy. I thank you. Thank you for believing the persona that I present on the radio.
But you know what, Don? My husband, if something happened to me, it helped me to think, he'd be in a pickle. Because he really wouldn't know.
No, he wouldn't, because he would do what anybody in the situation would do. You got to move on, and you figure out how to do stuff.
Right.
All right, thank you very much.
Love ya.
Okay, same here. And with that, what happened to the thing there? The Bidoop. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. How are you doing today? Well, never mind. Stupid question. I heard about it when I was coming back from my own honeymoon, and as goofy and silly as it may sound, whatever your real life / persona that you let in through my stupid little radio box really inspired my own little marriage. I'm kind of goofy to keep to myself in ways that you are, at least from what I can tell. So I thank you for that, and I hope in all of this mess and everything that you just remember that 5 days, 5 a.m., ESPN, 2, Tokyo Dome, 10 days in Lambeau Field.
Oh, please tell me about it. He, of course, is referring to the Atlanta Falcons.
That all right?
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the call. Thank God football's coming back on. Otherwise, I would be nuts. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. First of all, I want to thank you so much for sharing this with us. I can't even imagine how difficult all of this has been, but then to share it with millions of people who felt for you this entire time, just thank you so much for letting us have a small snippet of your life. And I wanted to know if you have been back to Ocean City. Are you planning on selling that property? Will you be back there?
I have not gone back, but I'm not going to sell that place, no.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Just a little too sad to go back now. Tomorrow, when hopefully I've got more sleep, I'm not so emotional, I'll tell you about my trip to Atlantic City, because I needed a good old-fashioned diversion. And I got one. Boy, I got one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Don.
Yes.
Hi. I'm a long-time listener, and your show's the best on the radio ever. I just wanted to know, did Frida get the opportunity to become an organ donor before she passed?
Hmm. Now, this is a tough one. Let me hang up on you so I can answer this. This wreck instantly killed my beautiful angel. I'm going to start crying if I don't compose myself. When they had her in the shock trauma unit, because Frida was such a health nut, and that inspired me to lose weight and to keep it off, and would challenge me, you know, how fast can you run a mile? How fast can you run 2 miles? She was in excellent shape. And when the doctor came in and asked how old she was, I said she was 50. And the doctor said, well, they would have guessed 35. And she was an organ donor. However, I don't know if a polite way to put this, her organs were unusable. You get what I'm saying with what happened in the crash. So that's the story on that. Let's take one or two more calls, and then I got to get out of here. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Love you guys' show. Quick, funny question, I guess. Now that Tampa Bay is totally out of the question, would you think about moving out here to Sacramento?
Oh, yes. That's where I'm going this weekend, as a matter of fact. I want a nice stucco house right in the middle of Sacramento. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Okay.
Well, that's a dumb question, isn't it?
I know how I am.
I hate it when we ask a stupid question.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Don't worry.
Well, I called because I wanted to share a brief story. And it doesn't have anything to do with Frida, and I'm sorry to say that. But 5 years ago, I had a friend, a very close friend, whose nine-month-old baby died, and I remember feeling so freaked out when it happened. But what I remember the most poignant was the next morning when the sun came up, how pissed off I was that the sun came up. And this is going to sound so incredibly stupid because I'm one of those, you know, long-time listener, blah, 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 AVA days. But when I turned on the radio and I heard the news, I was so amazingly stunned. And I listened all the way home, and I watched the news at night for any piece of information. And then, God damn it, the next morning the sun came up, and it pissed me off again. I think you're amazing, and I think Frieda was amazing, and you had a great relationship. And I'm really sorry I'm crying, but I just wanted to tell you how I felt.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you, thank you for telling us how you feel.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, you watch that, because that crying stuff is contagious. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ken. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. One question I had is, have you talked to your mom and dad at all since this happened?
Hell no.
No?
Hell no.
Yeah. Okay.
Like what? Like this is going to be the big breakthrough for me? Please.
Yeah. I was just thinking maybe.
Now listen, I want to tell you something about my wife. She had the best heart and always would think the best of people. You would have to really be a low-down MF-er to get on her S-list. They were on it. I only know of a couple other people. So, no, I've not heard from them. They're not my family. My family is Frieda's family. My family is my daughter's kids. My family is my brother. My family is my son. That's my family. I'll take one more call. I'm going to get out of here. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if you might be thinking about becoming a vegetarian at all in your later part of your life.
Why?
Why? Wasn't your wife a vegetarian?
I have a sex change operation.
Yeah, well, you don't have... I'm a man and I...
You idiot. God. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don, just want to say welcome back, buddy, and for one thing...
Hey, okay. Okay, let's save that for tomorrow. Make sure you call tomorrow and ask for Mike O'Mara.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Oh, perfect. I'm so glad to say hi. My name's Yanni. I'm calling from Spokane. I just want to give a bit of English to you, my friend.
Oh, gotcha. All right. See you later.
Is it going to be...
How was that? There was a guy from... I think that we're about to the end of this. I think we really should just stop this now. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I had a comment for Mike Source and a question for Don.
Okay, well, they're both here, and you're going to be the last call, so what can I do for you?
Well, the comment for Mike Source is nobody's ever truly dead and gone until the last person that remembers and loves them is in the ground. That's something somebody told me when my mom passed away, and it's always stuck with me, and always liked that comment. And then the question for Don is, you ever notice how at funerals and weddings, people do some really stupid things, and even for all the good emotion and good intention, people really say some stupid things?
Let me get to the show tomorrow and the day after. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the call. And I'll tell you. How about this? I'll leave you with this, because I don't want to be a total downer, and I'm going to be here in a second before I play the record. I guess it was Friday. The hospital that they took Frieda to originally, they had to medevac her out to shock trauma in Baltimore. But the place where she was at, where she had the initial x-ray stuff done, called my house. And they said, is Frieda there? And I said, no, she's passed away. Can I help you? And the woman said, yes, hi, this is so-and-so from Peninsula General or wherever the place was. I said, yeah, what can I do for you? She said, yeah, we'd like to speak to Frieda about these charges. And I said, what charges? They said, in Kurt on the 10th, there were some x-rays and a CAT scan. And I said to this woman, I said, did you hear what I said at the beginning of this conversation? I said, my wife is dead. You're calling asking for her, and I'm telling you she's dead. You want to know about paying the bill the day she died. And the woman said, oh, you know, my apologies. And 2 days later, in the mail, they sent her a bill addressed to her. You know, dear Mrs. Right Source, how can we handle this payment? So, I got plenty of stuff to tell you. And there's really not an answer to how are you doing, how are you getting by. The answer is, as anybody knows, you do it day by day. Oh, I'm better today than I was yesterday. I will be better tomorrow than I am today. Because I had worked myself back to as normal as I could get and had dreaded doing this show. And now I'm going to leave, and then tomorrow everything will be cool. So, thank you all for listening. We'll all be back tomorrow. All of us doing the regular show. So come on, let's remember my rules now. Tomorrow things go back to normal. No condolence calls. No, everybody did a great job call. Nothing changes. Everything's back to normal. Remember the distinction between me, the real guy, me, the radio guy, and we'll all get along better. And I love you so much, Frieda. I will never forget you. I love you, my baby doll. I love you with all my heart right now. All right. That's it. I will see you tomorrow. We had two songs. Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys, and this one, Cause She Was My Everlasting Love.
and Mike Show.